Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Welcome to Marathon. May I help you?
Yes.
How may I help you?
You can start by wiping that fucking dumbass smile off your rosy fucking cheeks. Then you can give me a fucking automobile, a fucking Datsun, a fucking Toyota, a fucking Mustang, a fucking Buick, four fucking wheels and a seat.
I really don't care for the way you're speaking to me.
And I really don't care for the way your company left me in the middle of fucking nowhere with fucking keys to a fucking car that isn't fucking there. And I really didn't care to fucking walk down a fucking highway and across a fucking runway to get back here to have you smile at my fucking face. I want a fucking car right fucking now.
May I see your rental agreement?
I threw it away.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy, what?
You're fucked.
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Theme.
right. The Whirly Birds.
That's a new one to me, man. Was that a Ziv?
I don't know, man. I'll have to check it out. Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Possum Hour. I hope you all had a great weekend and that your week ahead is full of promise, and may Possum Hour set you upon that path. Oh, Kate got the Flintstones on Blu-ray. First season is definitely the best, I think. First couple. That's with every show, though. Tonight's closed captioning. Actually, I have something to say about that later in the show. Ivan Tors, okay. There's another one that did the syndicated stuff. Thank you, Ford. Thank you, everybody. Thank you very much. Well, tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dingus Corporation, the proud makers of Baby Huey's Big and Tall Onesies and Fanny Flingus's Fawn Falsies. Easy for you to say. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Latter-day Shemps. You're listening to the Grouch Network, home of the finest of fake radio entertainment. Monday night at 10, it's us, Possum Hour, Diddy Mow. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he untangles several extension cords whilst whittling an oboe. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble with his guest, Reverend Ralph Regurgitori, Monsignor at Our Lady of the Upchuck. Thursday, Chunk Bluster wants you to feel his pain. He's a victim. And then Friday, it's Friday Night Possum Somewhere. Well, it's a week's worth. Actually, we're going to do a Friday Night Possum coming up next month. Got one planned. Polkas, man. Polkas, can you imagine? Well, it's a week's worth. Worthwhile. Time wasting. All right. I should get to my cue before it comes up, you know, and then it would sound like I know what the fuck I'm doing. Well, the phone lines will be open. Just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
First, a word from our sponsor.
Thanksgiving stuffing brought to you by Thanksgiving Stuffing. The easy way is to buy a box of oven-top stuffing, which can be bought at any store. It costs a whole lot more than the ingredients. Then read the directions and get confused. You could take all the leftovers out of your refrigerator and mix them all together and decide you don't like what you got and throw them out. Remember, mold tastes real good in stuffing. And then there's Grandma's recipe. It's really complicated, but you try it anyhow. So you've got all the ingredients together, and it starts to make it, and you start to make it when halfway it either walks off or you get puzzled and you call Grandma and find out she never could make it neither. Or you go to an expensive restaurant where you like the food and find out they don't have any stuffing on the menu today because they ran out of it. By the way, this was brought to you by Thanksgiving Stuffing.
Hello?
I used to worry when Thanksgiving Day was near. What can I give my girl to fill her heart with cheer? But I solved that problem, I'm a clever boy. I know exactly how to fill her heart with joy. I'm gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. It won't surprise her since I did it once before. She jumps just like the deuce every time she gets a goose. Perhaps I ought to give her two or more. I wish I could afford to buy her a turkey, But turkeys cost so much and I'm out of work, you see. So I'll just give my girl a goose, a good old-fashioned goose. I wish someone would do the same for me. I'm gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. My friends all tell me that the plant is very smart. In fact, her daddy said to me very confidentially, that's just the way he won her mama's heart. So if you wanna make your darling feel happy, then take a tip from me and do the same thing too. Go on and give your girl a goose, a nice soft tender goose, and you'll discover if our love is true. I don't mean gander, a good old-fashioned goose will do.
You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
Yourself?
Good. Oh, I'm okay now.
Yeah, okay. What happened there?
Well, yesterday it was like in the high 20 degrees, that's Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
For you Canucks out there. What do I got to do? I had to get the Fahrenheit to thing. Fahrenheit. The Celsius. All right. Here we go. It was like, it was like 29 degrees. So it was minus 1.666 Celsius. It was cold.
Oh yeah, that's the sign of the devil.
Oh yeah. So I had a gig outside, man, in that cold. Yeah.
Oh. How long?
4 hours, dude.
Oh.
I know. It was
intense.
How do
you do that, man? Frozen hands. What do you got? Mittens on? Drawing funny heads with mittens?
Aha. That's the key. That's the key. Because everything else, you know, you could put the layers on.
Uh-huh.
Even though I had two pairs of socks on, my feet were still freezing when I got home.
No, shit.
No, on my hands, I'm wearing those mechanics, latex gloves.
Okay.
This idea came to me after, in the spring, I had a really cold gig, and I was like, you know, I got 50 of those in a box. I got to just, you know, use those for gigs when I'm outside. Because you have to have something, you have to be able to be tactile and mark for a bit. So, anyway, I had to quit 15 minutes early because I lost the light, 5:45, so.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm like, sorry, I had to... Can't see anymore. Gotta go. I hate to leave. You know, I'd love to hang out for another 15 minutes here and freeze my fucking ass off. Sheesh. There was a heater, but it wasn't doing much. It was pretty intense. And then like, when I'm drawing, I was fine. But then when, you know, I'd have a little lull, it was like, oh, jeez. You get really cold, you know. You gotta keep moving. Man, so that was... probably the coldest gig I've ever been at, but at least I knew ahead of time what I was getting into. It wasn't, you know, I was fully prepared for it, so. Because they pulled that on me one time when it was like, you know, 20 degrees, and Like, oh no, you're outside. And I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. So.
Gotta start packing a flask.
I actually thought about it for a minute. For yesterday, but that'd probably be probably wouldn't look good. Anyways. So how's your weight, man? You put on any pounds?
I'm still there at 133. So happy with it. But yeah,
all right. Get you some of that gelato, man. You'd be fat as
a
pig.
I forgot I had a doctor's appointment this morning. Forgot all about it. I got a call tomorrow.
Oh, gee, and you missed it.
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Too.
I
so,
hate that.
Just a regular physician, so.
Yeah. Yeah, get that gelato, man. It could make you fat as a pig. So anyway, I'm doing Christmas gigs all weekend. I went Saturday, the cold one Sunday. Had a nice chat with Santa, by the way, Sunday.
Oh, okay.
Beforehand. I've been a bad boy. No, I've already heard it 6 times. Well, I've heard both of them at least 6 times.
I see.
My all-time least favorite Christmas song, Simply Having a Wonderful Christmas Time.
Thing. Okay. Yeah,
or No. What is it called? Most Wonderful Time of the Year.
Okay.
It's the most wonderful time. Andy Williams. Who I love Andy
Very
Williams.
Debatable.
No offense. But I know at least 6 times I've heard Mariah Carey's Christmas song already. Just this weekend. 6 full times. All the way through. I only had 2 gigs. So that's 3 times each at least.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. And I know I heard it last weekend at the birthday party. So guess who we're blowing up tonight?
Blow her up.
She's going down.
Yep.
Long pig is human flesh.
Holy shit!
Don't want a lot for Christmas.
Yeah.
There is just one thing I need.
Yeah.
I don't care about the present.
Bitch.
Underneath the Christmas tree.
Damn it!
I just want you for my own.
Fuck off!
Make my wish come true.
What the fuck?
All I want.
Do you feel like Wolf Bob Rock Manage? Get Freddy's Boots Boots Dear Remix? Do you give some travel for the British Wacker Bugger?
Pull the string.
Interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
This will not stand, you know? This aggression will not stand, man.
Well, come on, Booty Ma, won't you walk with me? Come on, Booty Honey, won't you talk with me? We got to rock with the jukebox. Rock with the jukebox. We got to rock with the jukebox, right? We got the rock with the jukebox, and I get all alone.
Those the wise guys. Damn, he's the
wise
guys. Yeah, man. Fuck Putin, man.
Fuck Putin. Putin's
they,
a cunt.
They lobbed more bombs over there last week than they had, I think, the whole time. Yeah, they're fuck faces, man. Bunch of dicks, man. It's like old people and shit, you know, and kids.
Yep.
Guys walking their dog. What the fuck's wrong with this asshole? Somebody needs to fucking do something about this, man. Fuck him.
Yeah. Someone
will. His fucking little scrawny little fucking punk ass. I say GT. GT, because I got a heenie, man. I can't be fucking people up, man. You know? Plus, it's against my religion. But somebody needs to do it.
GT would kick some ass.
He'd go over there and mow them down, man. He'd like pick up Chernobyl and crush him with it.
That's
slam dunk it on Putin's head. Yeah, I like it.
That'll do it with a smile.
Oh, yeah. He'll make him thank him, too. Putin's thanking him. All right, there they are. The few, the proud, the possums.
The Possum Lounge.
Apple Cheeks Alice is here.
Sweet Alice. Hello, sweet Alice.
They need to kill... Alice has sent someone in there to take the sucker out. They need to, like, assassinate him with, like, something really weird like he does, you know? Like, he's always fucking people up with, like, radioactive enemas and shit, you know, or suppositories. You know? Get him with something like that. So, like, his asshole rots out. That would be cool as fuck, man. His radioactive ass. CIA, are you listening?
You put a lot of thought into that.
Well, no, I was just off. I mean, I was just off the top of my head. You know, hey, we want to talk about ways to fuck Putin up. I'm available. You know, still some open dates left for the holidays. Thank you for coming, Apple Cheeks. Dr. Cake is here.
Dr. Cake.
Forgot to preface the show for all you, my Canadian friends. It's Thanksgiving here this week.
Yep.
Hence the gravy. You guys had it last month.
Another stupid fucking holiday.
Putin seeking drones. Yeah. Nice. Painted yellow and blue.
Uh-huh.
I like it a lot. Still, though, radioactive suppository. It's tough to beat. Thanks for coming, Cake. It wouldn't be a show. Not Dr. Cake. That's why all the Black Friday sales.
Cake.
Exactly, man. Thanks fucking giving. My first wife used to, because when we were married, it was a long time ago.
Yeah.
Like over 20 years ago. But that's when that Black Friday shit started happening, you know?
Yeah.
It started becoming a big deal. And she used to camp out and try to get the big deal of the day and shit.
Jesus.
I'm like, go ahead if you want, baby. Count me out. I'm sleeping in. You know? I don't think I'm getting up early enough to see the fucking parade, man.
I'm doing small business Saturday. Just an extra 2 hours.
Ah, there you go. You got plans for the turkey day?
Hey, I'm going to be hitting my sister's place.
Well, what's up?
Someone else cooking it and delivering it.
Nice.
That's the way it should be. If you're going to have it at all, that's the way to do it. Fuck it.
Yeah. We're going to... I don't know, man. I don't know what's happening for me. Number one son was going to come down, Don, from Cleveland, but that got canceled. So
because, you know, his old lady would cook and stuff.
Yeah.
And have the home cook in there. Yeah. Instead, really? Might be, but they can't, that fell through, so probably a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah. That sounds like good. That. You did a place that you were number two, something like a lot. What was that place?
Yeah. Probably bring the ex-old
place.
Lady along, you know.
There you go.
Fuck. The holidays. I can't wait to give my number two son his birthday present, though.
Good.
I want one. Anyway, I'm coming cake. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. Ford Prefect is here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, Ford.
He's responsible for the Whirly Birds theme song.
Yeah.
And several other. Yeah. I've never seen that, man.
Ah.
Whirly Birds. Never heard of it.
Maybe it's a UK thing. They get the BBC all the time over there, don't they?
Maybe. I don't think so, though. Yeah. Ford wants all us Americans to stuff our bird real good. Thank you, sir.
There you go.
Appreciate that, TV. You know, hey, man, it's all goody. All right, TV. Yeah, Whirly Birds. Doesn't look British.
Okay.
I don't think so. Doesn't look British. Okay, we're out of music. Gotcha. Okay. Whirly Birds.
I'm sitting here watching the Partridge Family, waiting for Elaine Giffos.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on that a lot, man.
Yeah, she was Reuben's girlfriend.
What was her name?
It had a really weird last name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Some kind of German last name or something. Yeah, I don't remember at all.
Ah, shit. Well. We got to look it up, man. What's your fucking name? What's your fucking name? Because I know it. That's what I used to call her. What the fuck?
Oh, okay.
Bonnie Kleinschmidt.
Oh, Kleinschmidt. Okay, I thought
Bonnie
it was weird than that. But yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Bonnie Kleinschmidt.
Yeah.
I'm
I can't believe...
15 already, man. Where is she?
Wow.
I like my 70s chicks. 70s chicks are hot.
She might have been a season two, you know, when they were starting to flesh out Reuben a little more. Alrighty. Well, let's see. GT Trenton's here. Did I mention that?
Oh, GTO.
Yeah.
Our
He's
assassin.
Not in Canada.
He's
not
our
in Canada.
Assassin.
Yeah. He's putting on his camo gear.
He's getting
headed straight for Kremlin. A jar full of radioactive butt plugs.
Godspeed, sir. He'll get it done. He'll get it done.
It must be anal, his death, man, Putin. How do you kill an asshole in his ass? Okay?
Gotta go in the back door.
You got that right, Jacques. The squirmy rooter. The bomb attached to it. Thank you, coming JT, strongest man on the internet. And there's our old pal, Ope.
Ope. Other people's
man
eyes.
With the largest record collection that I know of.
Damn Skippy.
Personal record collection.
He lives in a record shop.
I noticed one record shop. It's like I think it's Collins Collectibles or something, man. They got more records. You can shake a stick at.
I used to love those privately owned vinyl shops.
Yeah.
I got a lot of good stuff out of there.
Yeah. I mostly look for like cool covers.
Yeah.
You know, famous cartoonist Jack Davis or something like that. He did a lot of covers.
Thank you, Schroeder. That was very nice. Well, there they are.
the length and breadth of the pre and post Thanksgiving Possum Lounge, ladies and gentlemen. Possum Lounge. What's the cue?
It's the super host, Commodore Decker.
Yeah.
As the Beaver.
In the bag.
Yeah. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop a jolly with some cornbread. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop a jolly with some cornbread. Fried chicken and some diamond beans. Baby, that would do. But if you get a pork chop jolly, you'll be in the groove. Yeah, a pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop jolly with some cornbread. Fried chicken
in the bag.
Corn on the cob
in the bag.
Home cooking
in the bag.
I want the fat to put the mama with the frying pan. Bacon and beans
in the bag.
Chicken fricassee.
In the bag.
Black-eyed peas.
In the bag.
I want a poker chopper Charlie with some cornbread. Ready this, ready this, ready this, day. Baba goes a little, Baba goes a little.
Oh, rip it, boy.
Ready this, ready this, ready this, ready this, ready this, ready this. Candy yam.
In the bag.
Blackberry jam.
In the bag.
Fried ham.
In the bag.
I want a poker chopper Charlie with some cornbread.
Do, da, do, da, do, da, da, do.
Charlie with some cornbread, a pork chops and gravy,
yeah.
A pork chops and gravy,
yeah.
A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop Charlie with some cornbread, a pork chops and gravy,
yeah.
A pork chops and gravy,
yeah.
A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop Charlie with some cornbread. The butter don't let the butter, the butter don't let the butter, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
A pork chops and gravy.
Yeah.
A pork chops and gravy.
Yeah.
A pork chops and gravy. I want a pork chop a jolly with some cornbread. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Grenache.
Is everybody happy?
You've been playing possum.
Yeah, man. All right, very cool.
Yeah. I love the ink spots.
Ink spots. Ink spots.
I've been listening to a lot of them.
They were great.
Oh yeah.
Get the hell out of here. Oh, I listened to the show after we did it last week. I didn't listen to it before we did it because we hadn't done it yet. But after we did it, I listened to it. I was explaining the bullshit game and why the Captain Pitt shit was so monumental. Because I forgot there was a rule. When you pick your shit for the game, it had to be an animal shit.
Oh, okay.
So you had to be like dog shit or whatever. That's why I was llama shit. And then, you know, as the game went on, you couldn't duplicate a shit, so it became harder and harder to come up with a weird animal.
Uh-huh.
To be that shit. And then, when everybody would try humans, we go, no, it's just an animal. And one guy said Captain Pitt shit. And we conferred, the Council of Experts met and said, no, we will allow Captain Pitshit.
Oh, yeah, you got to allow that.
Come on, man. Captain Pitshit. So anyway, that's why I remember Captain Pitshit.
And then it was Captain Chesapeake Shit.
Yeah. That's right. And a minor note, it's been 11 years since I've had a tobacco cigarette.
Yeah, good for you, sir.
11 years since I gave up tobacco. I just didn't give up smoking.
That means your lungs cleared out, isn't it? 10 years?
Yeah, probably.
There you go.
Yeah.
All rejuvenated.
Yep.
You
can
probably run a marathon now.
Nope.
Ain't gonna happen.
Nope. I got all kind of smoking related shit, health concerns, you know.
Yeah.
So I didn't get away unscathed, but like I said, it adds 10 years to your life. Those last 10 crappy ones. Yeah.
It's supposed to clear out your lungs, though, if you give up smoking for about 10 years.
Plus, you don't stink cigarettes.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm glad
that
I did
stink.
It. You do it for Randolph Scott.
Randolph Scott.
I did it for Randolph Scott.
There you go.
Yes. All right. What else we got here? Oh, I think after the show, I'm going to start looking online for a top hat.
All right.
Because my head is so big. My melon is so large. A ball cap looks stupid.
All right.
I think they look stupid on most people. Some more than others. I can think of one. But I look like a stooge in a ball cap. So,
all right.
Try a top hat, man.
Why don't you get a big ass cowboy hat? It's 10 gallon. Haas Cartwright.
I would love that. But not a Haas Cartwright. But man, it seems like everybody wears a cowboy hat's a dick. You know,
except Raylan. Raylan Givens, justified.
Okay.
He looks cool in it.
A cap, Apple Cheeks suggests. I used to have a cap, like a Andy Cap cap type cap.
Yeah.
Using the cap 4 times in a sentence. but I don't know what happened to it, man. I was trying to snag it for a gig we had this summer where we had to like pretend we were French. Oy, oy, oy. That was the one where the guy bought the shirts. He got me an extra large. He goes, you're an extra large. I'm like, well, that was about 2 sizes ago, sir. I'm huge.
I grew up with caps. I used to wear those caps. Or Jeff hats, we used to call them. Jeff hats.
Jeff hats?
Yeah, we used to call them Jeff. I don't know why. But yeah, practically half my life I wore those. Yeah,
mine was like
a
navy blue. A navy blue, and it had a nice red lining.
Yeah.
I found it on the sidewalk out front of the art school.
Yeah.
And I was wearing it around for like 2 months, and my teacher said, where did you get that hat?
Yeah.
Actually, he said, where did you get that hat? He said, matter of fact, I found it out in front of the school. That's my hat! True.
Ah, nice shit.
Yeah. Nice guy, man.
Did he say
he
what happened
me up
to
with
him?
My...
How did he lose it?
I don't remember how he lost it.
He's
like
Oak
says, it's a sidewalk hat, man. It's a freebie.
That's right.
But I don't know what happened to it, man. I can't find it. I hope I still have it. I think it was Chief. Oh, I had this thing, got this message from this lady, geez, Thursday. I didn't come in the office. I didn't check my phone or nothing Friday, Saturday, Sunday, because I was working and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, shit. I checked the message. Oh shit, I gotta get back to her site. I recognize the name, but I can't place it. You know? And how do I finesse this man? Somehow I managed to finesse it. I called her up and I said hi and blah blah blah. And she goes, in the middle she might have been thinking I didn't know who she was, and she said she was from the such and such winery, and I went, oh yeah, of course I knew that. Yeah. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That was nice of her to help you out without trying to embarrass
you. She did give me a boost, but man, yeah. I was like dreading the phone call because I'm like, oh, shit, And the thing is, that winery shut down like 3 years ago, so that's why I didn't remember.
Okay.
It was a fair cop.
Huh? Hey, at least you recognized the name. I would have forgotten the name.
Oh, I definitely recognized the name. Yeah. Weird, man. All right. Just glad I pulled it off like a champ. All right, let's spin the wheel.
You can spin. You can be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
Applecheek says Newsboys or Flat Cap.
Yeah, Newsboys they used to call them, yeah.
Newsboys.
What's the other one? Flat Cap.
Right?
I never heard that before.
I like Dandy Cap.
Yeah.
Then you get to say Cap twice. Now, I almost had a Christmas...
I had hundreds of those.
You had what?
I had hundreds of those hats, man.
Did you really?
Yeah, like 12 years old to about 17, 18 years old.
Yeah.
I used to wear that all the time.
Probably why you went bald, man.
That's what people tell me. I didn't never left my... Cap breeze. Always wearing a hat. Now I'm bald, I got it. It's vicious cycle.
Wish I had an excuse. I'm just like growing old. Alright, here we go. I had a Christmas themed one, and then this one came up. So I think people will like it too much for 3 minutes.
Uh-huh.
But it's got to be more interesting than talking about hats, right?
Yeah, it's got to be.
3 minutes. There we go.
My baby's got a transistor radio. She takes it everywhere we go. She takes it when we go out a-walking, even to a movie show. Went out just last night in the pale moonlight. I asked her for a kiss. But instead of hearing her whisper sweet words of love, all that I could hear was this. I went round to the house where my baby lived to ask her for a date. There I was, walking up the garden path around about a half past eight. When I heard a sound, made my poor heart pound. It stopped me in my stride. I seemed to hear the voice of another guy coming from inside. I wonder if you're lonesome tonight, but no one to call. Maybe that's because you're 11 feet tall. But all the world's a stage, they say. I've often heard that said. But I don't have a wooden heart, I have a wooden head. I'd like to take a transistor radio and throw it in the deep blue sea. I'm so jealous of a transistor radio, cause it takes her mind off me. I said, oh baby, please be mine, I want you for my own. Tell me, is your love for somebody else, or is it for me alone? It's also for Nagaya Guki of British Honduras, Umbongo Appledurian of New Guinea, and Fred Glockenlocker of British West Hartlepool. I swore to her that I would be always true and love her all the while. And on that oh so happy day in May, I took her down the aisle. Now do you take this man to be your loving husband? The preacher softly said.
But he never heard you say I do, cause this is what he heard instead.
Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah. Gumma, 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 yeah, yeah.
You told me you were just 18 on the telephone. I thought that you meant 18 years, but you meant 18 stone. Big fat mama. We went to spend our honeymoon down on the island of Capri. I found ourselves a very small hotel, as quiet as could be. But when I got up to our room upon our wedding night, this is the sound that reached my ears as I switched out the light.
Darling.
Here, where's the radio?
Music he wants.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
I'm super pumped.
Enough is enough! I have had it with these motherfucking snakes on this motherfucking plane!
I think you may have to explain what a transistor radio is to some people.
Yeah. Just substitute earbuds.
You ever see the... You got some pictures of girls from the 1970s with the transistor radio up to their ears. Kids today think she's a time traveler. She has a cell phone. Check that out.
That's funny. My sister had a cool transistor radio. It was a ball. It was like just a ball. It had a chain on it and everything. Cool as fuck.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool design.
In the 70s, you know, and it came in bright colors. But anyway, gang, that was Benny Hill, of all people.
Benny Hill.
Good Benny job. Flippin' Hill. So, put that in your funkin' wagnall.
That's right.
All righty. Well, I got some animal news.
Okay.
Animal stories in the news. A Texas woman pled guilty. On the news, they always say pleaded.
Okay.
Instead of pleaded.
Pled. Really?
Pled is correct. And
yeah,
I looked it up,
word.
So is pleaded. But
okay,
pleaded
so
sounds dumb, I think. Yeah, I think pled is better.
Well, you know, Elmore Leonard likes, he lighted a cigarette rather than he lit a cigarette. So, you know, people have their preferences.
Well, these guys are putting it in the present tense, anyways.
Uh-huh.
They said, a Texas woman pleads guilty to smuggling spider monkey in beer box. Huh? There you go.
Oh, okay.
Smuggling a spider monkey.
Uh-huh.
She said she had a...
Spider monkey shit. I like it.
Spider monkey shit. There you go. You can take it.
There you go.
I don't think anybody has it yet. She had a wooden box with holes inside her car at the border. And she said it contained beer that she bought in Mexico. And they said, well, let's see what you need. There's a spider monkey.
Fucking spider monkey.
Yeah, you're not allowed to be bringing live.
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Could face up to 20 years in the jug.
Wow.
And a $250,000 fine if convicted.
And?
Man, instead of smuggling spider monkeys, you might think about, I don't know, staging an insurrection. I don't think it's as big of a penalty. They won't even fucking prosecute you for that shit.
You're right. You look at it that way. Spider monkeys cause zombies, according to Peter Jackson in his movie. What the hell is that called?
Why don't we send Putin a spider monkey in a
beer
bottle?
There you go. up his ass. Spider monkey up his ass.
Yes, but no, a spider monkey armed with radioactive suppositories.
Coming together, man. Coming together.
But Think for Yourself has joined us.
All right.
I think. Says, wow, chat is pretty packed. Must be a good show. Oh, cool. Well, thank you. Yeah, well, I don't know. Cool peeps. Mm-hmm. We got a cool gang. Anyway, sad news. Sad news, last animal thing. Sad news, Columbus Zoo announced the death of a 40-year-old endangered bonobo.
Bonobo? What the hell is that?
Yeah, lady. The bonobo. You know about the bonobos, right?
Yeah, what's the bonobo?
Oh, they're the freaks of the animal world, man.
Yeah?
They look like chimps, right? They look pretty much just like chimps. But they are the kinkiest bastards ever, man. Like, if you see them at the zoo, they're usually doing something heinous, man. You know, like, I mean, just they masturbate in front of you and everything, throw poop and everything. They're crazy fuckers, man.
Okay, so we evolved from them. They're the ones that
Definitely. Definitely,
oh, okay,
man.
Now it makes sense.
That's our direct descendant is the bonobo.
Absolutely. Okay. Sorry for saying this, that one.
But that's sad, man. They had to euthanize poor lady. 40 years old. Yeah. So God bless her. Good run for a bonobo, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know. All right. Celebrities, we got Jay Leno. He's released from the hospital.
Yeah.
That's cool, I guess. That's all I got
Jay
to say
Leno.
About that.
Yeah. We, you know, if you don't have something nice to say, don't say anything at all.
Yeah, you know.
There you go. He's
Conan O'Brien still cannot be reached for comment. I don't know why. Oh, and I mentioned this was the 11th anniversary of me quitting smoking, right?
Yeah.
So, in China, this isn't a world record or anything. This guy who's nicknamed Uncle Chen... Not Master Chen with the, you quit now, I kill you. Remember, I went to Master Chen to quit smoking 2 weeks before I quit, and he said, if you quit now, I could kill you. Well, this guy's Uncle Chen, 50-year-old, this is all true, 50-year-old runner. He finished a marathon, I guess, a marathon, in 574th place, beating nearly 1,000 other people.
Okay.
And he's a 50-year-old man that chain smokes, so... Go figure.
See, he's the exception to the rule.
He must be related to Master Chen, the young acupuncture dude. That's got to be one of his relatives,
Master
man.
Chen.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
I gotta get his card out again. Find that.
Yeah, we need material. Go back to Master Chen. Oh, you got to give
Chen.
Him an update. Tell him that you're 11 years... clean.
Yeah. Oh, look me up and down. Looks like you're going to go any day now, you know. Fuck yeah, man. All right. Well, it really wasn't a lot.
Luke Skywalker is on Partridge Family right now.
Get the fuck out. Luke Skywalker.
Yeah, Mark Hamill.
I don't remember him being on there.
Yep.
I remember that show where he was Jack Elam's nephew or something.
Not that Frankenstein thing, was it?
No, they were like a country family, and what's his head who was in the bike accident was his brother, Gary Busey.
Oh, no shit, eh? I wonder what that is.
I watched it for some reason, man. I was a sad, sad youth. Well, anyways... in lieu of anything else, we've got world records.
Yes.
Okay, oh, here we go. The world's largest beard chain, speaking of chain smoking.
Okay.
Our 50-foot beard chain. These are guys like tie their beards to each other.
Yeah.
There's nothing gay about it. Absolutely nothing gay about it at all. But they had 150 guys. Oh, no, 150-foot chain. breaking the record of 62 feet. So, how many dudes?
Yeah.
Just as the group of men, they don't say.
And how
long
does it take to chain up these beers? I mean, the guy in the middle suddenly has to take a piss. What happens?
Oh, no doubt, man.
Uh-huh. Give him a cup?
Yeah.
Himself.
Yeah. I don't like that.
These are the questions I like to know.
Yeah. Well, there's a video. I'll send you the link.
Okay.
325 people. 325 people clean shoes in London to think. Who thinks up this thing? Like, hey, you know, if we got enough of us together and clean shoes, we'd fucking have the world record. What the hell, man?
Yeah, which comes first, cleaning the shoes or getting the people together? You gotta wonder.
How many people are in
cleaning
shoes
to break a record? Yeah, clean shoes.
Exactly. It was the shoe cleaners union, maybe. I don't know. I have to delve back into that one too. This is a good one. A Montana father and son broke a record when they passed two lacrosse balls back and forth 40 times in 1 minute.
Now that's impressive. Cause that's got to be tough to do.
That sounds like a David Rush and Hollywood Hannah.
Uh-huh.
But no, Ryan Hanavan, founder of the Big Bear Lacrosse Academy. Oh, well, okay, he was a ringing.
Okay.
They're ringing. But congratulations, anyways.
Yeah.
This is kind of cool. This is a new one. Another Chinese guy. This guy, I don't know if he smokes or not, but he built a 50-story house of cards to break the world record.
Oh.
The fuck out of here. The tallest house of cards built. Built it in 12 hours.
Shit.
Wow, he completed his 50-level structure in only 5 hours and 4 minutes. Well, blew that record away.
How many deck of cards is that? I don't know. Jesus Christ.
I don't even know if he shuffled, but there you have it. 50 levels of cards, man. That's tough.
What the fuck? Uh-huh.
Good thing he didn't have a cold or something like that.
Uh-huh. The tension really builds as you get higher and higher.
Yeah. I bet it was fun.
I want to fuck it up now.
Yeah. It's fun. Okay, what am I looking for, man?
It's the one where Laura has braces. That's it. She don't want Mark Hamill to see her with braces.
Oh, he gets the date, Laura.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right. We already did a song. I think we did, but that's okay. Cambodia. I don't like this one at all. 24-hour circuits in Cambodia. 24 hours, 10 minutes, 30 seconds for the world's longest circus. That's too long for a circus. Cut that shit out.
Do they get the animals?
I don't know if they don't mention the animals. They say it featured magic, acrobatics, dance, clowning music, contortion, and more.
If you
had elephants in there.
Probably got it.
You have a radioactive suppository in your future. All right.
And spider monkeys.
Yeah. A spider monkey with monkey pox. Nice.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, here's some freaks. A married couple boasts a total 98 body modifications. Groovy, man.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, they got piercings, microdermals, body implants, and other modifications.
Wow.
They have a piercing that will make me not feel like shit. I'll get one of those. Otherwise, count me out. All right. And here's one for you, Gumby. I saved the last world record for you.
Okay.
A Texas woman. She happens to stand 6 feet 9 inches, but she was awarded the Guinness World Record for having the world's
largest feet?
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
Her right foot measured at 13.03 inches long.
Yeah, baby.
Woof. Left foot measured...
Texas, man. It's big.
12.79 inches long. So, hubba hubba,
oh.
man.
Hubba hubba. Uh-huh. That's a clown. That's a clown's feet.
I can see you walking around with a 7 foot tall.
All right, man.
Right. Excellent, most excellent. That was your world record.
Right.
Alrighty. So we have a final story tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, where's Mike? There he goes. Think for yourself is yucking it up in there. Very funny story. All right. Well, anyways, Okay. An armed robber was busted mid-dump after fleeing this crime scene in Mexico City. Yeah, he was busted sitting on the toilet after deciding mid-escape to take a dump at the shopping center where he had committed his crime. The man held up, he literally held up a bus in Mexico and stole 8 cell phones using a fake gun before he was arrested. But yeah, he was arrested taking a crap, so.
And he had all 8 cell phones in the shitter with him, right? Everyone
probably, yeah.
In
you
the
know,
shitter with him.
Sure. What's this guy's name? They got his name? Jose de Jesus Negrete Medina.
There you go.
We take our hats
Mexico
off
City.
To you, sir. Yes,
yeah.
Mexico City. Absolutely.
Get him! Woo-ah! Give that man a cigar!
Oh, yeah.
Don't stop me!
Now, back to our show.
Just to survive, barely there, almost call your name.
Caught me chatting
sure.
in the chat there.
Yeah, there you go.
That's a double.
I'm having chest pain.
Chest pains, baby.
I'm having chest pains over here.
So who was
got
that
one more?
Crazy? Who was that?
That was Beck.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, with the nicotine and the gravy. We got the gravy.
There you go.
What? Uh-huh. No gravy? Ooh, I should have started with that one. Remember that one?
Yeah.
What? No gravy? That was one of my favorite cartoons when I was little, man. That fucking bully dog. Strutting around.
Okay.
Pushing around that cat.
Vaguely remember that one.
He said, what? No gravy? And then at the end, the cat, he pigs out. He gets him a whole fucking store full of meat. And then he says, oh, yeah, you forgot the gravy. And the dog's all bloated on this table, and he hooks up this thing to his mouth and starts pouring gravy down his gullet.
Oh.
That's some sick shit, isn't it?
Oh. Oh, God.
Gotta love it, man. Oh, man. I hope I haven't seen that. I'll post that one on Possum Undercover, man.
Yeah.
It's a classic. Gravy one. What? No gravy? Love that one, man.
Ham Gravy was going to be my name.
I remember that, Ham Gravy. Yeah, we probably would have never met if you'd have become Ham Gravy instead of RJ Gumby. That's what... 15 years ago? 15, 16 years ago? A long time ago, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. We all went over to Facebook in what, 07 or 09? 07, I think.
That was I think that was 09.
09? Yeah, I think you're right. It is 09.
Yeah.
Seemed like everybody went over at 09.
I think I met you at the end of 06.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken,
I used to like your. I used to like the movies that Chili Billy was playing all the time.
I had my chili, and then I Chili Billy told me to cease and desist. I got an email from his handler. You got to take down your MySpace page.
Which is good. Commodore Decker's a hell of a lot better than Chili Billy.
Yeah, I was getting tired of Chili.
Yeah.
And plus, Commodore Decker never told me to take down the Commodore Decker page. In fact,
I
was the real Commodore Decker. So,
That's an honor, baby.
Stick that in your chili and billy, huh? All right.
And he's a mere ghost of Commodore Decker.
That's right. He's just the ghost of Commodore Decker. What a cool guy. I just saw him in something. Oh, no, that was Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. He's in the credits of that, but he's not in it.
Okay.
Don't worry. All right. How about a quickie?
Yeah, very quickie on it.
This is one of your faves, man. Rhymes with, it is coochie. Go!
You've danced your last dance and you've held your date close. There's only one thing left to do. And all of your dreams will come true. Hey, Bill, what time is it?
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid because your mom and dad paid for the tux.
And they spent a lot of bucks on the limo. It's time to have fun.
It's time to have fun.
Like a son of a gun.
Like a son of a gun. So take your pocket and run to the hotel.
Like a bat out of hell. And be sure to have a pocket full of rubbers. Because it's finally your night. So you better get it right. It's all part of a plan. You to be a man, so go get 'em. It's time to get laid.
It's time to get laid.
Let's have a parade.
We should have a parade. It's the night of the prom. Don't ask permission from your mom.
Just go ahead and do it.
Because Sherman got a room.
And Buckwall got a room.
And Willis got a room.
And Bart got a room.
Well, wait, Bart got a room?
Yeah. Bart got a room.
Oh.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, man.
That was Oates and Bill. Who the fuck is Bill?
Oates and Bill.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pastifazool at some ore.
Ha-ha! That's Big Mamu.
Hey, did you see that? I just put Martin and Lewis back together again. Huh?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah,
there you go.
Man. There it is.
Not a finger!
Nah. No, it wasn't Garfunkel and Oates. That was Oates and Macy. Yeah.
Bill Macy.
William H. Macy. Not Bill Macy. Bill Macy's the hilarious Walter.
Yeah. Gotta get you for that, Walter.
Walter Findlay.
Yeah.
The mod ship. And the great one would have been my favorite year. The captain of Tortuga. The captain of crap. He was.
That movie was fucking great.
That's one of my all-time faves, man. Got to do that one. Got to watch that one again. Think for yourself once to talk movies. There's one I love.
There you go.
Not an odor, but funny.
I just watched Ruthless People.
Oh, yeah.
I love that when I first came out. It's on Roku now.
That's, Bette Midler?
Yeah, and Danny DeVito.
Danny DeVito.
Judge Reinhold.
God. I hadn't seen that in a month of Sundays.
Give the bag to Bozo. And put down the gun.
Yeah. Man, I got nothing on that, but I know I saw it when it came out. It came on TV, HBO or whatever the fuck. Back when I had cable. That's a long time.
It's by the guys that said Airplane. Airplane and Police Squad.
Oh, okay. It's
the first time they did one that has a full story behind it, yeah.
I think I've got I've been off cable longer than I've been off cigarettes. Oh, and since it's been 11 years since I quit smoking, my vow to you, the listening audience, is one of these days I'm going to quit the nicotine gum. Get my word on that. Because, I mean, you know, one way or the other, I'm going to quit the nicotine gum. Nothing wrong with nicotine, right?
There you go.
Your brain. Your brain food.
You're getting the nicotine.
Oh, yeah. I love my nicotine, man. Oh, how about this? How about I found... I don't know how it happened. I mean, like, it's not every week we have an astounding yodel. But it seems more than not.
Uh-huh.
We come up with a good damn... Tonight?
Yeah.
Isn't one of those nights. No, yes, it is, actually. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen.
Yo. Yodel, 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 dee-doo. Oh, yodel, 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 dee-doo. Yeah. Yodel, 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 dee-doo. Yodel, 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 yodel,
Rhythm Wreckers.
Yeah.
kind of shit is that?
That's a yodel is what that is. I'll tell you what, over here. Fuck yeah.
Rhythm
man.
Records, man.
Yeah, the Rhythm Records, man. That's like off one of those historical blues collections.
Yeah.
Shit.
Something that Art Crumb probably has in his collection.
he's probably got the original 78. Yeah, I'm sure I rented that out of the Bexley Library years ago.
Okay.
They had the best CD collection over there, man. I was getting into blues and jazz and all that kind of
nice.
Good stuff, babe.
Nice,
know?
Nice.
And speaking of Sammy Davis, they had a bunch of Sammy Davis. It was great.
Good stuff.
Again, he's the same with Dean, though. With the right producer, leaves Frank in the rear view. Sorry, Frank.
Exactly. Exactly. I've been saying that for years.
But Frank, you got to hand it to Frank. He was the man, man. He was a stickler for the details.
Yeah.
He knew how to do it, man, in the studio. So.
Why Sinatra matters. Yep.
Although, the song Something wasn't Lennon McCartney. It was written by George Harrison. So, just to set the record straight. All right. Well, I guess we covered pretty much everything.
I think we have.
And the guy, we had a poop story, which was nice. Nice change of pace.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, what? No gravy. I got to get that. Okay. It was cold as fuck yesterday, and I was out inside for 4 hours. And
4 hours, man.
I'm like a hero. I'm really like a hero.
You are.
There was a dude. Actually, there was two of us, right? And at the beginning, they couldn't get this heater working. And the dude was waiting until they finally gave up on the heater, and he goes, "Nah, you guys, save you guys some money, I'm out of here." And he split. And I was thinking, you know what?
You almost went right behind him.
Well, no, because I was, like, part of me wanted to go, "I'm with you, pal," and take off. And then I'm thinking, no, man, I'm going to be like the man.
Man.
I'm going to face the cold all by myself.
What was that guy there for?
To draw. With me.
Oh, he was too? Oh, okay.
Yeah. The guy that booked us was like, "Hey, man, if you want to bail out of this, you know, totally understand."
Oh, okay.
So it wasn't the big deal there.
Yeah, but still. You show up, you stay.
That's what I figured. You know, what the hell, man? What else am I going to do? Plus, I was prepared. It wasn't like at the last minute. It's 0 degrees and I got a draw. I knew this was coming. I'm prepared, man. Layers on.
Like a good Boy Scout.
Fuck yeah, man. I'm in Pennsylvania, man. I know some Kazoo, baby.
That's right.
Kazoo. But I think I'm acclimated now, man. I walked out to the trash can this morning, like, you know, just a shirt and... in my socks. I'm like, this ain't so bad, you know? Hey, bring it on. Miller Genuine Draft.
Kratom Coffee.
Ford, you were an integral part of tonight's program.
Yes.
Thank you, sir.
Yes.
Mr. Ford Prefect.
Keep them coming.
I had to play the gravy and nicotine and gravy because serendipity doo-dah, you know?
That's right.
The fuck you gonna do?
And congratulations on 11 years.
Ah, thank you, sir. It's nothing compared to not drinking for 20 years. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Made a genuine drag. Nah, not really, because I can go 20 minutes, maybe. Well, thanks for coming, everybody.
Yes, thank you, Possum.
Appreciate everybody. Welcome, Think for Yourself, man.
Think for Yourself.
Good to have you with us. Always looking for new Possums.
senses of humor and whatnot.
And all the transporter going on. That's a good name to have. Think for yourself.
Think for yourself. That's one of my favorite George Harrison songs, man.
There you go.
Jeez. All right. Well, got the transporter warmed up here. Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. I would say that right back at you, man.
Good time, good time.
I think we got a new fan.
There you
dude
go.
Said,
that's
dude
good.
Said listening to this was made him feel like he was smoking pot.
Hey, no higher praise.
I mean, you're getting a contact buzz from the Possum Hour, baby. At that rate, jock.
There you go. We can make that the theme of next week's show.
I almost, you know what's weird? Serendipity doodah. I had this picture from one of our pot-centric shows. And for the slideshow tonight, just it was on my memories on Facebook, and it wouldn't upload. It didn't upload. I went, fuck it, and I just skipped it. How weird would that be?
I like the main picture you have there with the Monty Python foot coming down to Thanksgiving Day dinner.
That was totally a stream of consciousness, man. I had that picture of the people sitting at the table, and I just went, yeah, how about the Python foot? Bing! Like that.
So you did that one yourself? I like it.
Yeah. I just can't, you know, it was like at the last second. The first one I did was the Soylent Green, and I didn't really care for that one as much. even delivering a turkey and they're all
I
like
Soylent. I want to see that again.
Yeah.
I hate that, man. I get in the mood for a movie. That's one of the few ones that's not streaming someplace.
I know. Everything else is on there except what you want to see.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, do it again next week, there. All right, huh?
All right,
sounds good. Like I said, that Friday show, you're going to miss a Monday, so I figure we'll do a Friday, man. I think,
remind me. You know
December
9th.
December 9th, if you want to do it. So.
Okay.
All right, man.
Sounds good.
Have a good week. What do they call that stuff? A gelato, man. You'll get fat as a pig. Fat as a pig.
In a film waste presentation, darling.
Wait! Where are you going? I was going to make espresso.